something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with the season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
Queen Latifah has been my homegirl for so many years. Now, she's opening up about a deeply personal struggle.
I was just shocked. I was like, nah.
I am on a mission to change the shame attached to weight, the stigma attached to it.
Was there ever a time where you felt like your size was scrutinized publicly?
At 18, I looked in the mirror and I said, I have to make a decision. Either I'm either gonna hate myself or I'm gonna love myself. Mm. That's a very dark place, dark, dark place.
Queen Latifah has been my homegirl for so many years, and I love her to death.
I met Lai long before she was the queen of rap, an Oscar-nominated actress, and an Emmy-winning producer. We were just teenagers when I saw her perform at a club in Baltimore where I grew up. Since then, our bond grew into a beautiful friendship.
Ooh, what's up with that break, Jada?
We've worked together many times, including co-starring in Set It Off and Girls Trip. I've always admired Lai for being a trailblazing icon, pushing boundaries and reshaping the conversation around women and beauty. She's never let Hollywood's image of the perfect body stop her from becoming one of the greatest entertainers of our generation. And of course, she always makes me laugh.
Come on out here, Lai.
Is that my name being called?
I think
I just heard my name being called.
Who done let me in the door? Who done let me in the door?
Oh, my love.
What are you doing?
Mama, how are you?
Lai.
JP?
That's all I'm gonna say. So you're on a mission.
I am on a mission right now to change the stigma associated with obesity.
Yes. Mm. It's about time.
Yes.
Wow.
Let's take these numbers. 2 in 5 Americans obese.
Right.
4 in 5 Black women.
Right.
Obese.
Right.
But we just look at ourselves different.
Yeah.
Right.
Because some things, you know, they're cultural issues. Black women, we've learned to love through all this weight.
Mm-hmm.
And all this...
All of it.
...judgment.
Yeah.
So I'm involved with a campaign called It's Bigger Than Me.
Right.
It's about the shame attached to weight, the stigma attached to it, what people talk about, how they talk about you, the little words people drop.
Yeah.
I think if people understood it more, then it could change the conversation.
Right. Why now for you?
What happened was I hooked up with a trainer, Jeanette, and she broke down this whole, you know Jeanette.
Jeanette, so, yes.
Well, if you know Jeanette, then you know Jeanette is
she's
like...
She's not about to play.
No. Yeah. She, and she has degrees.
Right.
And she's scientific and mathematic. She was showing me different body types, and she's like, this is what your BMI is, this is what your weight is, and you fall into this category of obesity. I was mad at that.
Yeah, same.
It just pissed me off. Yeah. I was like, what? I mean, I'm just thick.
Right.
But I'm saying. And she said you are 30% over where you should be, you know? And I'm like, obesity?
Right.
So I was like, nah.
Right.
Because I didn't see myself that way.
That's right. What I'm saying.
But that's the problem. And that's
right.
Why I'm here. Because that word brings a connotation with it.
Right.
Okay.
And the connotation is the problem.
Right. Yeah.
Obesity and overweight are medical terms used to classify how much body fat a person has. Body mass index, or BMI, is the standard for calculating body fat based on height and weight. The National Institutes of Health breaks down BMI into four categories: underweight, healthy weight, overweight, and obese.
It's about just how it's looked at, you know?
The stigma. The whole
stigma.
Like, there's not enough understanding.
I think people find overweight people offensive.
Mm-hmm.
I think people just have a negative, visceral reaction to people that are overweight.
They gotta figure that out.
That's part of what Lai's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's how people are treated, mm-hmm. how people feel about you, how people look at
and
you.
And I think at the end of the day, we put far too much attention on the exterior aspect of a person.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at some of the upsetting research. According to experts, weight prejudice is the last remaining social acceptable bias. Numerous studies have found children as young as 3 believe harmful stereotypes and biases toward overweight people, including that they are lazy, weak-willed, unsuccessful, and unintelligent.
Kind of reminds me of how people think about Black people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get me hyped up over here.
A recent news story revealed some shocking statistics about weight discrimination at work. For every 6 pounds a woman gains, her hourly pay drops 2%. People who are overweight are hired less, promoted less, and paid less.
That I totally see that.
Yep.
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that was
absolutely
allowed. I mean, some people just have different kinds of body types.
Absolutely.
Some people naturally are just born just bigger.
And that's why I was just shocked. I was like, obese? Nah.
I didn't connect with this obese word as applied to me. I just thought I needed to stop eating something and get in the gym. But it did wake me up in terms of it being not just a physical thing. This can be a genetic thing, a hormonal thing.
Meaning it's a different kind of management, possibly.
Absolutely.
Right.
So once you're aware of that, then you can maybe do something about it. Put it like this. If you looked at obesity as a disease, which it is,
mm-hmm.
You think you would crack all of these jokes that people do?
Same thing with addiction.
Exactly.
If you recognize addiction as a disease, because it is, then your attitude is different about it.
Absolutely.
So that's what you're saying about obesity. We
Absolutely.
Need to change our thought processes around it.
Yeah. For me, it's not about a weight thing. It's really about health at the end of the day. But I know a lot of people who are actually quite thin and are not healthy.
Exactly.
But that goes along with also when you talk about Black women and obesity, when I think about what foods we have access to.
That's what I was going to say.
In the environments that we're in, right?
Yes. The price of groceries.
Yeah,
you know, the access to healthy foods.
It's ridiculous.
You know, there's no reason why we should be eating what we've had to eat.
Right, and so...
And that's historically. I mean,
absolutely.
That's,
you know? That's historic, absolutely.
Exactly. This is why it's such an opportune time to really get into the subject, because... At the end of the day, you want people to feel good about who they are.
Exactly.
But if it's always coming through a lens of someone else, that's not healthy.
Love, was there ever a time where you felt like your size was scrutinized publicly?
I've been publicly scrutinized, I think, my whole career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just came out the door looking different.
Yeah.
It's like, who is this girl with this African clothes on and no shoes on her feet?
I thought it was hot.
Hell yeah.
Thank God I met you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank God I met you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, they've been trying to figure me out, like, from jump. Like,
yeah.
Where is she going with this?
Did you ever feel any kind of scrutiny during Living Single?
That was one of the major ones.
Wow.
And it happened a couple times. We helped create Living Single. So when you look at that picture, you see four different women, four different shades, four different
right.
types. And we look like four women who would live in Brooklyn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's who we were supposed to be representing. And mm-hmm. we loved being able to do that because
right.
we rock brands that nobody
right.
was rocking. We had all kind of guests on our show that have never been on TV before,
right.
rappers and actors and just cool people. But the word came down that we needed to lose weight.
Right.
Those sound was delivered. The word
the
came
word
down.
The word came down. No one particular said
yeah.
the word
and
floated
like,
down.
Where
yeah.
is the word coming down from?
From. Mm-hmm.
You know Sha-Kim, my partner.
Oh,
and
I do.
Sha is not. Yes, you do. So, you know, Sha
yes.
wasn't having it. He did make me aware of it, but, you know, he obviously was like, she's not doing it. Not for you, not for anybody. Goodbye.
Right.
You know, pretty much, what are you talking about? But I thought also about my castmates. Like, how do they feel about themselves?
Right.
And then to have to hear this. We're on the number one show among Black and Latino households
right.
in America.
Right.
And you're telling us we need to lose weight. Maybe you're the one with the problem.
Yeah.
Because
right.
maybe you're the one that has the issue. Because
mm-hmm.
the show is a success. And
mm-hmm.
you're telling us we need to lose weight. But that happened again, too. You know, the word came down again. And it was like, come on, enough
100%.
Already. 100%. Fit into what somebody else is telling you about who you...
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast.
to live and die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need to be. We're also taught these ideas of beauty.
Right.
You know,
oh,
this is what you're supposed to look like.
Right.
But when you have these pictures painted for you and it is implanted over generations,
exactly.
That's the problem.
That's what's been the beauty
yes.
about you.
Yeah.
Even since the beginning of your career, you've been always speaking out about the power
of women. Sure.
That's true. But at the same time, when your mom is the ideal beauty for us, as black people,
Yeah. She
looked like my little mini-me when we stand next to each other. I have to figure out how to find clothes that look right on me,
right.
on my size, in this world.
Right.
When designers are not creating those fashion brands that have these sizes.
Right, yeah. right.
So it's like, if I was a size 24 I got style, I still want to rock what
right.
the size 2 is wearing.
Yeah. Right.
But the designers are like, no, we're going to stop right here.
Right.
Okay. Have you checked the stats of the sizes of the people in the country?
Right.
I think you might want to make some clothes in this size. What's the problem? Don't
totally.
You get it?
Right.
No, you don't want to get it. You don't want us
right.
to look like this. You don't want us. I think it gets
oh,
back to what
wow.
Gan
was saying. That's deep
mm-hmm.
right there.
I'm like, you don't want us to live this fullness.
Right.
Like, I knew when I wanted to play basketball, I had to run down the court like this because my breasts would be bouncing because the bras weren't very, you know, supportive
right.
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if I wanted to play basketball, that's what I was going to have to do.
Right.
You know, thank God the bras have changed since
right.
then and are much better. But those things affect you. And telling someone, oh, you're too big to play that. You'll never play that sport. Or you can't handle that. You can't be on that squad. It crushes people.
Yeah.
It crushes
right.
your spirit right
yeah.
there. Right.
Lizzo has taken really amazing strides in that direction. Putting the beauty of bigger-bodied individuals.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for keeping me happy, for keeping me alive. Thank you.
I followed her when she was just playing the flute and singing songs
right.
like for years.
Right.
You know, before she blew way up, she has created a language
mm-hmm.
around this that is different from any language I've heard.
Yeah.
Totally. Surrounding
absolutely.
Body type.
And
different
Rihanna,
sizes.
Too.
Like,
you
yes,
know?
Definitely.
Yeah. Rihanna
sure.
with her
for
Fenty
sure.
line
yep.
and Savage
yeah,
line.
Savage.
Yeah,
Savage.
Yeah.
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 The
yeah.
models that she has
mm-hmm.
on the runway, like she goes all in, all sizes, all colors,
yes.
all different backgrounds. It's been
it's
beautiful.
Amazing.
That's what you do.
Yeah,
you
super
know?
Inclusive.
And then everyone else, you know, winds up looking like, oh, how do we miss
do
that?
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
you weren't looking for it.
Right.
You didn't try. You didn't have the bravery to just look right in front of you
yeah.
and see that there's a big place missing in this market.
As your friend,
yeah.
it feels so good to just see you. I can tell how passionate you are about this, right?
Well, I figured if I came on Red Table Talk, I could get you for at least 3 more episodes, which is like having days off at work because we have so much fun. You know what I mean? Maybe I get you to come steal a few more paintings, you know, on the
oh,
equalizer.
Yeah, no, that's going to happen. Okay.
Come back on
that
the real
part,
the
worm.
You
that
know,
part
got to
is
bring back
ready.
You know
going
what I mean? Jesse got the flow back in the building.
And
I miss the family.
Queens in the house. So we invited a special group of
you
fans
did?
To join us for this important conversation. Yes.
Yay,
we
fans.
Got some fans.
You
hey,
know.
Everybody.
Hi.
Where's Tamar? Hey, Tamar.
Hi.
Hey.
Tamar is known as the curvy darling. Millions follow her on her various lifestyle platforms.
How are you?
I'm so excited to be here. I started my platform almost 10 years ago to change the narrative that I've been force-fed my entire life about what fat lives look like, what fat people live like. So I share my life. I share my experiences. I share my travel, my fitness, what I'm cooking, falling in love. And it's my life where I'm the main character and not my fat, not my body.
Right. I love that.
I'm the me character. Yes. I love that too. I gotta give one up for that.
It's amazing when you can change that mindset.
Right.
Right.
I did have a question for Queen Latifah.
No, I wasn't there. I didn't do it.
You're such a confident person. I am too, but I can't help that negative talk that creeps in from time to time.
Right.
So how do you stop that self-sabotage?
Yes. So I have definitely had that problem since I was a very young person. And it would be these flashes that would just come across me.
Right.
A flash of pure self-hate, self-loathing.
Right.
Uncontrollable.
Right.
Like, who? Yeah. Just hate me. Just what is that? Mm-hmm. And I would have to really stop in my tracks and take a minute to try to turn my mind around.
Yeah.
At 18, I looked in the mirror and I said, I have to make a decision. Either I'm either going to hate myself or I'm going to love myself.
Right, yeah. Right.
And I'm talking to myself in the mirror as I'm saying this. Are you going to hate yourself or are you going to love yourself?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I decided to love myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like love came over
right.
me.
Yeah. Right.
I was attacked by love. But the love was already there. Mm-hmm. So it started to rise up more than the self-hate that would pop in. Because that's a very dark place, dark place. And there's a few people I've talked off the ledge who were ready to call it. Every once in a while, I'll get hit up online and I'm like, don't do it. Just wait. Just get through tonight. Just ignore them for a minute. You're going to be okay. We need you. I need you. I need you to be all right. Just get through tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about 14-year-old kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I'll get hit up like a little while later, like I'm good. I'm doing okay. I made it through that. Because if you give it a little time, I feel like God lets something in to put light in that space of darkness.
That's a fact.
But if you cut the time, if you stop too short, then we won't give it the chance that it needs.
For real. Thank you so much. And just keep those positive thoughts about yourself in your head when that self-sabotage comes up. You go, I love myself and not today.
Don't block your blessings.
That part right there.
Way to be brave enough to live out there for 10 years.
Yes.
I've been that's not your business.
Yeah.
Or is it?
All right. Remy Bader is a content creator and curve model with millions of followers. Hey, Remy, what did you want to say today?
Hi, beautiful. How are you? I'm so happy to be here. You're all amazing. I got let go from my job during the pandemic, and around that time, I gained probably 60 pounds, and I was struggling with that. And one day when I was going shopping in Soho, I live in New York City, I went to about 15 stores, and not one of those stores had above a size 10 or 12.
Wow.
Now I'm an 18. So I started just being honest on TikTok about why are we only seeing on social media the good? No one's showing the bad.
Right, right.
What about the clothes that don't fit you? Or what about when you order clothes online and you're supposed to look like what the model looks like? No one looks like what the model looks like.
Right.
So I started putting a little humor on it to make myself feel better. And I did these things that I now do called realistic hauls, where I kind of call out the brands and I show the good and I show the bad and I tell them to do better. Okay, I look like mud. What the hell is that? Please, Revolve, please, just make some larger clothing. Back again with a realistic, misguided haul. The hell is it? Oh, something's wrong with it. I think we do something crazy around.
What did I do? I'm done.
These brands don't even know what they're doing. Like, let's try and laugh about it, but like, it's not our fault.
Magic words.
I'm so grateful. I have people coming up to me in the streets every day. Like, I never left my apartment until I saw your videos. Like, thank you. And that's amazing. But every day I get tens of thousands of you fat whale, this. I'm changing these brands. Like, they're listening. But like, then you get that and it's like, why am I getting so upset?
Mm-hmm. And that's tough. And I've definitely had to ignore a lot of people. I've grown thicker skin, but I also don't even read it.
Yeah.
I'm like, bye, bye, bye. Light. bye, 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 bye. Heart.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
It's tough because it hurts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It hurts when somebody says something, you know, snide to you, mm-hmm. you know? But you found success being yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Figuring it out for you. Not knowing, just like a young Queen Latifah didn't know, that so many women out there wanted to have someone that looked like me
Absolutely.
Represent them.
Absolutely, La. You know? To add to that, La, and for you too, Remy, it's not easy to be a trailblazer.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, too, that any kind of negativity that's coming your way is not about you. That is a projection of how that person feels about themselves. And I know it's hard. Right. But that is fact and that is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you keep doing you. You keep doing you.
It's so beautiful. Yeah.
You're doing a good thing. You really are.
Yes.
And I hope to run into you in New York City walking down the block. Like,
you know? Thank you, Remy. LaShelle, you're up next.
Hey, LaShelle.
Hi, ladies. Hello, queen. I just want to let you know I was born in 88. So I've known you my entire life.
Snap.
I love you so much. So I'm a female rapper. Push flow in, then we say faded. Flow is straight magic, and they wanna battle me. I'm having issues with thinking I'm supposed to look like everybody else just to get my music heard. I thought that, you know, I needed to go and get a BBL or something. A few years ago, I got breast implants. And like every time I feel insecure, I can't just run out and get surgery. I could end up making myself sick. My question to you, Queen, is how did you have the courage to be yourself and not worry about what everybody else looked like around you?
Well, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Heavy question, but it's great. My father told me very early if I wanted to do things, I have to believe in myself, but sometimes I will have to stand alone.
That's true.
And you have to be able to have the courage to be the only one.
That's right.
Because if you don't believe in you, you're not going to get everybody else to bite.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
There's only one single you. Mm-hmm. You were created uniquely to do what you are supposed to do. In the world of hip-hop, I mean, I can't be a better Nicki than Nicki. I can't be a better Kim than Kim. Or Missy than Missy. Light is already light,
right.
So I can't be light.
Right.
I can't be a better salt and pepper than them. I just can't. They are who they are supposed to be, and they are the best at who they are.
Right.
But I can be the best Latifah.
That's right.
You know? So you have to decide for yourself what you are willing to do or not do for this business. I watched this one over here develop over years.
Mm-hmm.
She took her time. This wasn't an overnight thing. So.
Right.
What you may see as an overnight sensation is not always an overnight success.
Yeah.
It takes years to develop and find your lane and find your vibe and find your voice and really figure out, like, what
who
do I want to say and who am I? Exactly.
100%. I'm still figuring that out.
And that's okay because you get to do that. But you can't remove a BBL. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. It's your body. I can't tell you what to do with it. All I could tell you is get your bars up, but
you
better get your bars up if you want to rap. Make sure that's right, but do your research. And, you know, that might be a passing fad, and you stuck with it. So
I
would really put some serious thought into it, and I think you're beautiful as you are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, be
exactly.
you, and it'll cut through.
Yep, there it is.
Thank you so much, Queen. I really appreciate that.
So, Shannon loves her body but has a concern. Hey, Shannon, how are you?
I am well. Hello, ladies. Ever since I was a young girl, my mother would always say, you're not fat, you're fluffy.
Oh,
you know.
Wow.
So my question is, if I were to lose this weight, would I lose my identity? Will I still see myself as beautiful? And will I love all of the curves that I see when I look in the mirror?
I understand that fear because there was one time I was in Louisiana shooting a movie. I don't know if I told y'all this story. I was just walking down the street and this girl saw me and she was like, Queen Latifah. She was a full-bodied woman.
Right.
Younger. She was like, excited to see me, Queen Latifah. Oh, you skinny.
Oh.
I was like, I felt disrespected. Like, who you calling skinny? You know what I mean? But it was more like I felt like I let her down because I wasn't at a larger weight maybe than in the past. I think you are who you are regardless.
Exactly.
All you need to do is check up on your health. How's your heart? How's your lungs? How are you doing that? Check yourself out from the inside. It sounds like your spirit is in a good place.
Yeah.
Sounds like your mind is in a good place.
Yeah.
If you want to lose weight or not lose a pound, that's up to you.
Exactly.
You know, but at least you'll be aware of where you are physically, and which is the most important part, you being around.
Because we got Black women dying of heart attacks. Black and brown people are dealing with a lot of stressors, and those things definitely affect our health.
Absolutely. 100%.
I hope that answers your question.
It sure does. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love your voice.
Pam, you say your weight kept you from getting a promotion.
Yes, it did. I was discriminated on the job because of my plus size. I was in a training room, which was supposed to last for 12 months. When it came time for my promotion, my supervisor got a friend that was very young, very small, and put her in that position. I was laughed at. I was not taken seriously. I was a joke. I was not respected. And I knew that I had to get out of there.
Wow.
And I felt really bad because I looked very hard for a job.
Yeah.
I wanted a job so bad.
Right.
But when I quit the job, I felt like a failure. Whew, I said I wasn't going to cry.
God. It's
anyway,
okay.
Cry if you want. That's,
yeah.
Your feelings are valid.
All I want to say is this to you, Jada. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you so much, you and Queen, for hearing us.
Well, thank
because
you.
Because it's something that hurts very deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought anybody would hear me or listen. So I just want to thank you for hearing all of us.
Thank you, Pam. And I thank Queen, too, for coming to the table today, because Miss Pam, the way you've educated us right now and understanding the pain around being discriminated because of your weight, your physical appearance, and you bringing this subject to the table because I wasn't aware of discrimination in regards to weight in that way.
Wow.
At a job, in the workplace, like, I didn't know that it ran that deep.
Yeah.
That's what we love to do at the table is to get educated. It's all about trying to bring more compassion and understanding in the world.
That's right.
Really is.
Yeah.
And I have to add that Set It Off is my favorite movie, so thank you.
I know you was ready to set it off in that room.
I know, that part right there. Thank you, Miss Pam.
Thank you, Miss Pam.
It's one of my favorites, too.
It is definitely one of my favorites.
This is just the best day of my life.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Pam. And thank you to all of you for joining us today, for our queen right here. Really appreciate it. Thank you for your testimonies. I love you so much because you are one of the most gentle, sincere hearts that I know. And just...
Likewise.
For people to have the ability to be in connection to that, it's going to be so healing. It makes my heart feel good for
don't you.
Don't
you start.
Feel
don't you stop looking at you. I close my eyes. She's trying to Jada me, y'all. You see it, right? Y'all see this.
I know. But, you know, I love you so much because you're just such a cuddle. Your heart
almost
is just so soft and warm. And being in your presence is like a warm embrace.
Thank you for having me, and
anytime,
continued success here.
Thank you.
Table.
Yeah.
Yo, I just want those teeth.
The glitter.
Yo.
You can get them anytime.
That's so
fresh. I know a chick. She
I need to know the chick who does it really right.
Yeah.
Pop those in on something. Love y'all. See you soon.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.